Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus on East Coast Radio. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much for choosing us, Stacey and Jay Spoon, all the way till 6 p.m. It is 12 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. Welcome. Danko. Now, Stacey, you were saying about me and my airport etiquette. What's
I was going to say, and on that note, your piece is not finished because here we go again. Okay, so yesterday, Jay and I were not present nor correct to do our show because we had to be in Johannesburg for a little bit of a situation. It was a red eye flight, so logic would dictate. You know your internal clock? When you know you have to wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, you're probably going to wake up at 3, you're stressing, you're double checking, have you got your ID, your passport, your blood samples, whatever, everything is packed, like you've got 10 jackets, it's 5
rough.
Pairs of shoes.
It's rough.
Yeah, you just, because you need to be at the airport on time because woe betide your soul if you don't get on that plane. Okay, you got places to be. So I am naturally priority boarding. I'm already in the front, right? Boarding opens 5:30 a.m. And I am now scanning. Beep, 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 beep. I'm looking around. There are hundreds of people in this queue. And I'm looking, and I'm looking. And I do not see one Jay Spur. Anyway, I clock our marketing manager. Hey, Tans, how you, babe? Cool, cool, cool. Our MD, Amzu, what's good? What's good? No Jay Spur. I don't have the... And I did think, should I call? I was like, I'm not going to call him.
Nah, man.
I couldn't find you. Where were you?
So here's the thing, right? I saw this thing on the internet, Stacey. It's pretty cool, actually. It's called the airport theory. So basically, you arrive at the gate like 15 minutes before your flight departs. What I'm doing here, Stacey, you know me, I hate small talk. You know, I'm avoiding the whole chatting with people. And next thing you know, you see people you owe money. Now they're going to see you at the airport and wonder why you haven't paid them back. I just want to in and out.
So
you know what I mean?
No, I appreciate.
I hate waiting.
I appreciate.
Standing in queues is not my thing.
How efficient you're trying to be. But what you're telling me is that you essentially and effectively, you risked life and limb.
Yeah.
Because you saw something on the internet.
Yes, and I used it.
You're a grown person.
It worked.
Also, you're telling me that your plan is to get to the queue.
15 minutes before.
But 15 minutes before is when they close the boarding gate.
No, but 15 minutes before is when everyone is gone and I just go whoop.
No.
And that's what happened yesterday.
But that's only because there wasn't a queue at King Shaka Security.
Where's Stacey? Wait until I tell you about the other hack that I have where you can get into the lounge without being a member.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's
hey, Baba. I know things.
Someone that acts as like makes a note to contact Jay Spoon and check security footage. Okay, so this whole thing is that now you're rocking up 15 minutes to go, and that's not it. So clearly we are not the same. They're not like us, and there are two kinds of people in the world. Are you more Jay Spoon, where you rock up at the airport? You're making it on board by timing it to the last second, or are you like me and everyone's dad who needs to roll into the airport hours in advance just in case? Just in case.
Yeah. Also, the fact that Stacey, you were looking for me is cute. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fine. Go. There's a poll on our WhatsApp channel. You can go to WhatsApp, look for East Coast Radio. We're the official one. Go and have your say there. Are you like a Jay Spoon person rolling in with no time? Anxiety, or you like me and you plan properly and you can exhale.
Wow.
Because these are your only two options in life. There are only two.
Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Mariah Carey, Heartbreaker, East Coast Radio, Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Yeah.
Or I should rather say the person who arrives at the airport with 13 hours to spare and the person who arrives at the airport. And you know what, actually?
Yeah.
I'm now recalling at least three times in my life where we have been on board. And then the pilot is like, we're just waiting for a couple of passengers. It's you people, right? You people who are like, you know what, what's it called? This airport theory, what's it called?
It's called airport theory, yeah.
Yeah, so just
it's
explain
nice,
it again.
It's a nice little hack. So basically, you arrive at the airport 15 minutes before departure. Just for me, it's about avoiding the chit-chat. It's about avoiding the chaos. It's about avoiding a queue. I just want to get into the airport. And bye.
No, I respect that.
Yeah.
We must be economical with our time and our resources.
You reckon I'm risking it?
And not even for a biscuit. You are risking it for all the wrong reasons. I feel like this is not it. And in life, there are two kinds of people. There are the people who do what Jay Spoo does.
Shout out.
Willy-nilly, just living, just on the edge, and then people like me and I will say, this is my old man tendency. Yeah. I want to be there.
How many minutes before?
At least, if I have luggage, I'm at the airport 2 hours before the flight.
2 hours?
I know it's giving international flight, but I'm only going to Cape Town.
Your house.
Lol. No, but the thing is, if you've ever had to queue to check in luggage at a particular airline, I'm not going to give them a free mention here. You know, you need about 2 hours.
No, but I only fly that one. So.
Then you got to get through security, and that is another mission. And the day you are late is the day that there's going to be 10,000 queues. And the very thing you were trying to avoid is what you're going to get caught up in. So who are you? Do you get there really early or do you chance it?
All right, let's take a listen to Troy's voice note.
Hi, Stacey and Jasper, Troy from Massagar. So hubby is one of those get there by the skin of your teeth type people. He thinks because he checks in online early, he can take his time getting to the airport.
Very dodgy.
But you never know when there's going to be traffic.
Preach.
Or if you're going to be able to find parking in time and even just walk through the airport. I'm there early bells, make sure that I'm checked in safely on time. Yeah, you got to plan properly. You can't just rock up and hope that you're going to make it in time.
Easy. It's not that chaotic. I don't just rock up. I have a plan here. Also, I don't wear a belt, so I can get through security very quickly. Don't wear a belt. Just whoop.
That's your top tip. That's your life hack. So we did have a WhatsApp poll going, and as it turns out, Jay Spoo and Troy's husband.
Yeah, what happened?
Husband from Asagai. The majority of people. We're talking 200% more than all the other responses. Yeah. You play it safe, arriving at least 3 hours before takeoff.
Where do you get all that time from?
It's not about that. You just want to check in your bags, go have a lunch, you chill out, you charge your phone, you're relaxed. You make your way to the boarding gate. When the auntie says, come, it's time to board, you're there. Mm. You are chilled. You get into your seat. You're calm. You're reading your book. You're listening to a podcast. You're not stressing.
Okay, until I miss a flight, I will change my mind.
Have you never missed a flight?
I have never missed a flight. I've been this efficient my whole life. 15 minutes before,
touch wood. I feel like you're onto something. While Jay Spoo does that, it's the next one out, I'm telling you.
Stacey and Jay Spoo. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.